long divided opinion. Architecture to preserve, or should it be knocked down? Should it be converted into housing? Speaking to us about half an hour ago, Jessica Kendrick, who lives in Shrewsbury, and she said simply knocking it down could be a mistake.
Well, like with any 60s building, they need refurbishment. If it was a residential building, windows would have been replaced, insulation. You know, there are things you do to 60s buildings to bring them up to standard. And sadly, none of that has ever been done to the Shire Hall building. They have this sort of this huge building. It's an asset. It's a public owned, space that's never been maintained. And I think that's a shame, really. And I think to call it down, to call for its demolition because it's lack of maintenance, I think is possibly short-sighted. What are they proposing happens to the Shire Hall building? If it's demolished, does it get sold to a developer? It would be nice to know. The building is definitely tired. It does need work doing to it. That's pretty obvious. I think them applying for it to be immune from listed status, to be honest, I actually think that what that says is that they are aware that the building might have some significance. Otherwise, why apply for it to be immune from listing?
The ruling Conservative group has said it'll be sold off and houses built and they'd find somewhere else for the staff. Peter Nutting is the authority's leader and he joins us on The Breakfast Show this morning. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
There's no doubt about it that over the years, considering it has been the council's headquarters, it's been neglected.
Yes, and it's left me with a big problem, which I've inherited. I do think it should have had more money spent on it over the years, but it hasn't, and it is what it is. But regardless of that, even if it had new windows, etc., it's a pretty awful building, isn't it, really, in a historic town like Shrewsbury? Is it something we really want to keep in our skyline?
Well, I'll give you a quote from Sir Nicholas Pevsner, who said it is a major monument to post-war modernism and it should be Grade 2 listed like the building that inspired it, Plymouth Civic Centre.
Well, I don't agree with that. I regard it as brutalist architecture of the 1960s, which should be demolished and forgotten ever existed.
So you'd go for demolition then, would you?
Well, it won't be up to me. What we're trying to do, I regard this a move as an insurance policy, so that when we move the building on, whoever acquires it can do whatever they want with it, whether they choose to refurbish it. And it is possible to be refurbished. It's a solid building, but I think it would be too expensive to do that. But whoever buys it, we want them to have the options to do what they like with the building.
Because then you would get more money by selling it.
Yes, and isn't that what we're charged with by the public, is getting best value for such assets if we sell them?
What would you sell it for? How much do you reckon it's worth?
We're hoping to get towards 10 million.
10 million?
Yeah.
Getting best value?
Yeah.
That would offset some of the hell of a loss you've made on shopping centres then, wouldn't it?
I think that's a different debate altogether.
Well, it's all about money and value. You spent £50 million on shopping centres.
Yeah, but I think the problem is too many people are looking short-term at the value of the shopping centres. I've always said, and I said it right at the beginning, the value of the shopping centres will go down before they go up. Now, they went down more than everybody expected because of the pandemic, because what actually happened was the valuation was done at the end of March, just after rent day in March. And because of the pandemic, lots of people didn't pay their rent. They held back. And the valuation was done on the rental that actually came in. Now, since then, we have caught up with lots of the rent that wasn't paid at that time, and I do believe a current valuation would be higher than that. The whole purpose of the shopping centre purchase was to repurpose the whole of Shrewsbury Town Centre to try and establish really good uses for the long term, and I'd like it to be judged in, 20, 30 years' time, whether it was a good move or not. I think to try and do it short-term is the wrong way to look at it.
Is there room in, for instance, the Pride Hill Centre for the council?
Yes, plenty of room.
And is that your preferred option?
It's either the Pride Hill Centre or a new building on the riverside. I actually do quite like the idea of the Pride Hill, but we're just doing the figures to see how it would work out. We've been given £5 million of grant from the government to repurpose the Pride Hill Centre. 5 million plus, if we could get the 10 million, would probably pay the cost we need to establish it as an office for the council, and also to include other organisations, particularly around the health providers, The parish councils have expressed an interest in being in the building. The fire service might want to use part of the offices. The police might want to use part of the offices. We're talking to all our partner organisations, and there's a lot of interest in being there. Because remember, it won't be the whole of the people who work in the Shire Hall who go there. Partly there'll be a move towards working from home, but we also intend to use the buildings we own around the county. We've been too centralised for too long. Shropshire's a huge county. It doesn't all have to happen in Shrewsbury. We can have presences in all the market towns and make the council work much more efficiently that way.
You're saying it would cost £15 million to establish the council presence in the Pride Hill Centre in a building that you already own?
Now, that's a finger in the wind prediction at the moment.
You just said £5 million from the government
£10 million
if you sold the Shire Hall. That would give you, £15 million pounds to put yourselves into the Pride Hill Centre.
And do other work that would be required to get some other organisations in there, including commercial organisations. We have got plans for commercial organisations to give us income in the building, so it would be the whole package. The council would not need the top floors. They would only need the lower floors. So the top floors would still be available for commercial uses, and we are talking to people seriously about those commercial uses.
What do you say to Jessica, who you heard a little bit from a minute or two ago, who said there's no consultation on these sorts of things, there needs to be a bigger conversation?
The consultation aspect of this is up to Historic England. We just talk to Historic England, and then they decide how they want to consult and what they want to do.
What about people who pay the council tax, then?
Well, that's the responsibility of Historic England. I think we are achieving best value for people who pay the council tax.
Do you not think that you should be pushing Historic England to say we need to talk to the people here?
Well, we're quite happy to do that, but they already have a process in place for doing that, and we rely on their processes.
Right. Here's a comment for you that we've got in this morning from from John. John, who says, I believe it's ridiculous and short-sighted to demolish the Shire Hall. There'd be little profit if the land is only worth £10 million. Surely a refurbished building could be used for housing, student halls, student teaching, medical facility for clinics, etc. And refurbishment would be better for the environment.
I don't agree with that. The cost of refurbishment we've already established is approaching £30 million and is far too expensive. If it made commercial sense to refurbish it, we would have done that. We've had that investigation done. That doesn't work. We think it's far more better for the environment if it goes and we have a building that really is environmentally friendly. It's part of our climate change ambitions. The building, I've got some figures here. The building, we reckon, generated 1,044 tonnes of carbon last year and cost £1.3 million to run. We think the costs would still be high even if you change the windows, etc. It's the very nature of the building. It's the wrong shape. It's just the wrong construction. It's concrete. Concrete is a cold material, and actually you will never repurpose it efficiently for the right sort of money.
Has it got asbestos in it?
We think there is some asbestos,
right.
Not major amounts,
right.
But some.
And Susan says it'll cost a fortune to remove the asbestos if it's demolished.
It'll cost less to remove the asbestos than it will to try and keep it there.
So you are in favour, as council leader, of demolishing it and selling it off for housing or whatever?
I'm absolutely in favour of demolishing the building. I think it's an eyesore and it does Shrewsbury no good at all. Now, what becomes of it in the future will partly be a commercial decision, but I don't think it should be part of the council's thinking. I think we, as an authority, would be better off without the building. And what we're trying to do now is get an insurance certificate, almost, you could say, that would enable all sorts of uses to take place should whoever buys it decide to demolish it.
You're interviewing candidates for a new chief executive tomorrow. You've got a strong field.
Yeah, really, really good. Really pleased. We've got five strong candidates we're interviewing tomorrow. We started with about 40. We're down to the last five. Any of them that could do the job, and I'm really, really enthused by it. In fact, I think tomorrow's going to be a difficult day. It really will be a challenge deciding which of the five to pick.
Have you got people internally and externally?
No comment.
What are you looking for?
A dynamic leader of the officers who can really push Shropshire forward. We're really trying to get this county moving, and we need somebody to help us do that. You know, it's there's so much potential in Shropshire that I think has been sort of not been pushed as much as it could over the years. Strangely enough, and you've been around a long time like me, when I was leader at Shrewsbury and Atcham, the first two or three years when I was leader, we did a lot of groundwork, and then we really started delivering things like the theatre, like the sports village, the new livestock market, and I think Shropshire Council is now on the cusp of that. We've really done a lot of groundwork on shopping centres, Mile End at Oswestry Street, the assembly rooms at Ludlow, you know, all around the county, we've got projects going on. But we're just about to start delivering on them, and we need somebody who can really help us deliver them.
But the money's running out.
No, I think we're all right on the money.
All right, Peter, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. We'll find out more about the appointment of a new chief executive, we think, on Friday. But there you are, Peter Nutting, Shropshire Council leader, and what he wants to do with the Shire Hall.